another episode coming straight to you from the Missing Me to You podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're a part of the world limited. You deserve a good one, okay? Happy, happy, happy week to all of y'all. Happy week now. Just some podcasting notes. I was checking out the episodes. Look like the listenership is, you know, it's going up, but it's not going, the numbers are not going like I thought they would. So that, I come to a decision, and I told you guys the last episode, that might have been, my last episode, but I decided to just do bi-weekly podcasting. How about that? So every 2 weeks, I will upload an episode. It seems like you guys are a little slow around the corner when it comes to listening to my episodes. I don't know if all of y'all are getting notifications that my episode is going down. But nevertheless, I've been noticing the podcasting numbers have shrunk a little bit. All right. So I'm gonna do a bi-weekly podcast, and I will upload some episodes for my subscription audience, okay? Now, the subscription audience, they're listening to these episodes, but I will make these episodes available at some point, not anytime soon, but at some point available for everyone to listen to, all right? Well, it's your boy, and I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. First and foremost, okay, I'm thinking about moving, okay? Thinking about moving at my present residence, all right? Not too fond with the company that took over. Now, I've been telling you guys that, you know, the old company and the old landlord had no issues with them. If anything I needed fixing, you know, just put in a work order and they'll fix it, okay? It would be nice and neat, no trash laying around, you know, no suspicious cars or suspicious people, you know, quite friendly, okay, quite pleasing where I was at, all right, that was the past. Now, it seems like they've been bought out, and this new group, Missy ain't feeling this new group, okay. Starting first and foremost with the new landlord tenant. Okay, now, normally, the landlord people, you know, the landlord lady would, you know, live in the community. Well, now with this new company, the landlord lady, she don't live over there no more. I mean, she don't live there, all right? And it seems like she don't give a fuck, okay? She don't give two flying fucks, okay? She don't give two flying fucks about the tenants. All she cares about is rent is due, rent is due. When it comes to the work orders, it seems like the new team that do the work orders, they don't give a fuck either, okay? So, you know, when you got your landlord and she's supposed to be your boss and she's demonstrating she don't give a fuck, then what you think the people that supposed to be working on projects around your house or in any other house, all right? They ain't gonna give a fuck, right? Right, all right? Now, this has also sunken down to the tenants there because it seems like a lot of tenants don't give a fuck either, okay? Two things I've been noticing in my neighborhood. Tenants not giving a fuck and tenants are, you know, quickly moving, all right? And I told you in the episode that, you know, when it's tax time around this season, it's moving season. Seems like everybody's trying to, you know, move to another location, okay? Now, we're getting new tenants, and some of these new tenants are questionable, okay? I met one of my neighbors. They don't live right next to me, but they live in a section that I know of, okay? Don't have no friends there, but took a gander of my new neighbors, and let me tell you something. I don't mean to be judgmental, but it just seems like it's a white dude, and he's got tattoos all over his face and all over his head. Good Lord. Like, he just got out of prison. Like, he just got out of prison, and the first order of business is to have an apartment you know, in my neighborhood, all right? Now, his lady, his old lady, you know, she's nice and all, but she don't give a fuck either, okay? Because here's the next thing. I've been noticing all these people that be moving, like, the shit that they don't want in their moving vans or whatever, they decide to pitch the shit in the dumpster, okay? And you got a lot of people thinking clever ways on how to get rid of shit that's been sitting in their house for years, okay? You done had that three-legged table in your house for years, and now you decide to throw the motherfucker out, all right? So, first and foremost, I've been noticing around the dumpster, not only trash, but I've been noticing people's taste when it comes to furniture. And let me tell you something, folks. You know, they might as well throw what they considered, you know, good, because, you know, some of this shit is questionable, okay? Like, how in the hell you got a blue love seat and a couch in the same goddamn, a blue love seat and a brown couch in the same goddamn living room, okay? You know, some of these damn are questionable decisions when it was new. It's definitely questionable decisions when you piss your shit out in the dumps. Now, someone thought it was a good idea to throw, instead of just putting their mattresses to the side of the dumpster, okay, to the side, because it's like a little picket fence, and inside the picket fence, there's a dumpster, and you would think someone would be smart enough to put their goddamn mattresses and box springs on the side of that goddamn fence, all right, but somebody had the audacity, all right, to put their mattresses, their box springs, you know, headboard and all that jazz in the motherfucking dumpster, okay? Now, you got this big ass old, look like this bed been made in 1960, all right? And now it's filling up the dumpster. So what do you think is going to happen when people have trash? What do you think they're going to do with their trash, all right? So now, what started as one day of trash around the dumpster, 3 days of trash around the dumpster, a week trash around the dumpster. Folks, it's going almost a month, and the trash is just getting larger and larger. Now, I don't know why people can't do like Messi. Like, when I notice that the dumpster's full, I just take my trash and take it to the other dumpster up the hill, all right? And I'm just saying to myself, why ain't people that's got... Sorry about that, people. Ran into some little technical difficulties. So this is part two. So yeah, where was I? Oh yeah. So there's, you know, trash. That's like almost a month worth of trash around the dumpster, on top of the dumpster, on side of the dumpster. And the dumpster people are refusing to empty the thing. One, there's trash all over the dumpster. And two, they got a mattress stuffed in the goddamn dumpster, all right? So they are refusing to dump it, all right? Now, I brought it to attention to my landlord, and she just starts looking at me like I owe her money or something. Like she looking at me like I have no business telling her about this. Now, you know, she's, you know, when I'm trying to explain it to her, she immediately cuts me off and talk about, well, I already know that. Well, bitch, if you already know that, why haven't you done anything about it, bitch? Okay, but that's what I was saying in my inner voice. I had to be a little professional, okay? I don't want to cut her too deep, all right? So I just told her, I understand all that, but ma'am, the problem is getting worse, all right? So now, you got a landlord that don't give a fuck. You got the maintenance crew that don't give a fuck. You got neighbors that don't give a fuck, okay? Here a fuck, there's a fuck, everybody don't give a fuck, okay? So now we're stuck with all this trash, and it's just getting out of hand. The trash is getting out of hand. You know, the parking lot was nice and clean. Now all that trash from the dumpster, guess what happens? It blows into the parking lot. Now you got a parking lot full of trash, okay? You know, and to make matters even worse, the dumpster that I use going up the hill, there's trash around it too, okay? So I'm saying to myself, it's time to find some new living arrangements, because obviously, these people don't give two goddamn flying fucks, okay? I don't talk to the maintenance people. I don't talk to this black heifer. I don't send emails to Hubball. It just seems like nobody don't give a fuck. So, what is left to do is to try to find me somewhere else. Now, dilemma, all right? Because where I'm at, I'm closer to my job, okay? And it's kind of expensive where I'm at, all right? So the likelihood of me staying in that area probably won't be very beneficial to me. So basically, I'm going to have to move further out, okay? Further away from my job, all right? And transportation now, what takes a few minutes to get to work probably ain't going to take no more than 30 minutes. But I like the peace of mind. I've been checking out a couple of places, and I like the areas. They just a little bit too far from my workplace, but that's fine, all right? And it seems like they really do give a damn about their tenants, all right? So, yeah, your boy Messi is probably going to have to, figure something out, all right? I'll probably let you guys know in the next couple of episodes did I decide to move or not, all right? So I've been noticing a lot of people that, when I moved in, there were some nice people here, and I've been noticing a lot of nice people are leaving, okay? And they leaving me behind with all this riffraff, all right? So, there's this one lady, and she has a sister. And her sister, and I done told y'all about this, this is the same girl that lived in the same area as me, okay? And she had a boyfriend. And that, remember the story I told y'all about the boyfriend got kicked out in the middle of the night, and all he had was six different pairs of Jordans with no shoebox, no backpack, and no place to go, all right? So now she got evicted out of her apartment, and I done told y'all about that. And all her shit was like laying out there on the, just out there, all right? So her sister decided to let her in, all right? Keep her in because she ain't had no place to go, all right? And she couldn't keep everything, so she had to throw the rest of it away. Now, she did manage to keep a table, a microwave, and a pitcher, all right? And that's all fine and dandy, but if you ain't got no place to put it in the apartment, then why would you lift all that heavy shit all the way up on the third flight of steps just to have it sitting right next to the door? Like, every time, it's an eyesore, folks. Every time I leave to go to work, I see that microwave, I see that table, and I see that picture. And I be going, Okay, three things that this bitch don't need, all right? What she do need is an apartment, all right? So, I don't know. So, anyway, I heard some turmoil over there one night, and the sister, the oldest sister, was arguing with somebody. I don't know who she was arguing with, okay? Well, come to find out that the young sister that left, and now she's living with some old dude, okay? So, she living with some old dude playing him, okay? She ain't got no place to go. And the old dude is going to allow her to stay over there, but he's going to let her stay over there if she don't provide some benefits for him, if you dig what I'm saying, all right? Basically, he done found her an instant oatmeal wife, okay? And she doesn't look bad. Look like she's in her middle 20s, like early 30s. She looks good, but she's on that shit, okay? I think she's on that shit, but I know for a fact her oldest sister is on that shit. Now, it's questionable if she's on that shit, but it's definitely not questionable that the oldest sister is on that shit, all right? So, everyone knows what the shit I'm talking about, all right? So, She's, you know, but I do question her mental capabilities because it just seems like she's not all the way there, all right? So she found her a place to stay. She don't, it's not in that apartment complex. You know, it's some dude, some old dude in an old Mercedes. Like, Mercedes came from the 1985, okay? So she's doing good. I haven't seen her ever since she's been messing around with this old dude. Her ex-boyfriend or whoever she was living with, you know, occasionally I see him walking and roaming the streets. And I be saying to myself, like, you know, that would work good if you was a female, but dude, you're a dude, okay? You're a whole dude. You're not selling no drugs. You're not trying to rob nobody. I think you need to try to find you a job, okay? Unless you gonna suck some dick while you out there on the street. If you ain't pushing no weight, you gotta be sucking some dick, all right? But it's been a while since I seen him too, all right? So maybe he done smartened up and living with his relatives or family or whoever, okay? Somebody's dealing with his dad, all right? So, that's that. So, basically, in other apartment news, all right? So, I didn't want to say this, but, you know, it's just looking bad over there. And they need to get that shit fixed, okay? So, in other news in Messi's world, all right? So, my boss, and I discovered something about my boss, all right? I ain't got nothing against my boss, but I'm not proud to tell everybody that's my boss, okay? I just say that's one of my coworkers, okay? But technically, he's my boss, all right? I ain't got nothing against him, okay? I'm not prejudiced, okay? I'm not racial or anything like that. A Jewish guy, cool dude, okay? But not the type of person that you want to be proud of. And allow your boy to explain, all right? So, my boss, you know, he just recently got this promotion, and now he's the boss in our department. Okay, he knows everything about the work at hand, and he knows how to communicate with the management and corporate and all that. He knows the right thing to say to them, but he doesn't have a lot of get up and go when it comes to labor, all right? So, and plus, he's perfect for my boss because he can push him over, all right? So, past couple of weeks, he's been abusing this dude, and he's been working a lot of hours. Well, let me take that lie back. He's been on the clock for a lot of hours, all right? And it's getting the best of him. So, now, he's complaining that, you know, he's got migraines, all right? And everyone's trying to tell him that, you know, you need to take better care of yourself, all right? So, it was one of the days where my boss came, and let me tell you something, folks, he was not happy. He was not happy at anything about what we was doing in our building, all right? So, when he left, the manager told everyone to, we have to get some stuff in order, you know, we got to get this fixed, we got to put this out. So Sam thought it would be a good time to tell the boss, can he go home, all right? Newsflash for Sam, if his boss made a surprise visit and he's not happy, then that means you're not going to be able to go home, all right? So basically, the boss told Sam that he cannot go home. And boy, let me tell you something. Sam, now look at this bitch, all right? So there's a big booty white girl out here with three kids, all right? And she can't handle nan one of these goddamn kids. These kids are walking all over the place. They're walking all over her and walking all over the place. They're walking around the car, up underneath the car, on top of the car. She's already got an infant on one side of her hip. And the other two kids are smart enough to know that I can go without her. So they're running around and she's playing this game of hide and go seek. Let me catch them, all right? And they're throwing their toys all in the parking lot. It's just sad, folks. It's just sad. Ma'am, when's enough's enough? When's enough enough? You know, after that first child, you should have just called it a day right there. But I know your man said it was just so good. The coochie, it was just so good. Let's have two more kids on top of the kid that we got. And now you got three kids that you can't even control. Ma'am, you couldn't even control the oldest one. What made you thought in the back of your head that you was going to be able to control the other two? Okay, the infant ain't even old enough to walk yet. But I guarantee you, when he gets old enough to walk, you ain't going to be able to control. Now you're going to have three kids you can't goddamn control. Lord have mercy. Jesus, please, please bless this lady with patience. Jesus, my humble servant, could you please bless this lady with patience, love, and attention? Thank you, because all three of them things she's lacking right now, okay? She just now realized that the other two is on the other side of the car, and she's hurrying up to put the seatbelt on the infant before it crawls off, okay? And now she's trying to put the seat. Now she's walking over there. And look, now she's picking up their toys that they threw all out in the parking lot and handing it to them, not yelling at them or nothing. Now she's in her, now she's going to the driver's seat, all right? Ain't even paid attention enough to see if they got their seatbelt on, okay? She's ready. She done had enough today, folks. This bitch done had enough, okay? Well, just go to show you, okay? You know, ten seconds of feeling good is 20 years of pain and stress. Okay, she's serving a bid right now, folks. She's got three kids, all right? She's serving a lifetime bid because she's going to be taking care of them kids until they are old enough to take care of themselves or old enough to tell her what to do, okay? Either or, it's not very good for this lady, all right? But back to the regular scheduling program, and look, she got a goddamn, the front end of her truck. Lord have mercy, I didn't even notice this until she started driving. The front end of the truck is all fucked up, okay? All the way fucked up. And now this bitch done stopped in the middle of the street. I guess these kids done worried her to death. She's probably saying, and if y'all don't get y'all asses in that motherfucking seat, now she's gotta park again. Lord have mercy. Just when you thought that this was not, that's when you thought that this was going to be over, it's not over yet. It ain't over, okay? Now she's getting out of the car, okay? And now she's come to the realization, Lord, I need to put them seatbelts on them kids. And now she done got out the car, found a new parking space, and now this bitch is going to put the seatbelt on, okay? Folks, like Kevin Samuel said, you can't make this shit up, okay? And now she's getting back in the car, okay? And now she's getting ready to take off. Look, the bitch done forgot her own goddamn seatbelt. She's making sure everybody else got a seatbelt on, but this bitch don't got a seatbelt on. Lord have mercy, I stopped momentarily to put a goddamn seatbelt on, okay? And you just can't make this shit up, folks. I was getting ready to say something else about the neighborhood, but bump all that, okay? Y'all got some free entertainment right there, and I didn't even know that was going to be entertaining, all right? But nevertheless, let's get back to my workplace, okay? So, Samuel, okay? See how I transition? Oh, I like that word, transition, okay? See how I transition from one story to another story? Now we're going back to the first original story, okay? So, So Samuel was not feeling good. And he told the store boss, can he go home early? And he go, you know what he's going to say? No. So now Samuel is mad at the world. Okay, it's the first time I ever seen Samuel mad. And I knew what Samuel was mad about. But I just wanted to be an asshole to make sure that me and him is on the same communication line. So I'm going like, Samuel, why are you so mad? Okay, so Samuel said these words, and I will never forget them. I will never forget these words, okay? He said,
Big Brother makes me mad. He wants me to work. He wants me to do all the work. A man at him. He know how to
hang. Okay, Sam, you don't know what the fuck Sam's saying when he's happy. What in the fuck make you think you gonna know anything what Sam's saying when he's mad? Lord have mercy. This man like got a mouth full of marbles in his... He got a mouth full of marbles in his mouth, okay? I don't know. Cotton mouth looking. I don't know what the fuck Sam's saying, okay? Now, I just recently found out about Sam. Sam's Jewish, like I told you. And surprise, surprise. Not a big surprise to me. Samuel has signed up for this dating service that's going to find him a nice girlfriend, a nice, wholesome Jewish girlfriend that later on he's going to marry, which is fine and dandy. But I'm just telling Sam, you know, for half the money that you're spending, you could have gave me that and I could have been found you somebody, okay? I don't know. I know one thing. If Samuel do find a girlfriend, just hope and pray on whatever God he believes in that he finds a girlfriend that likes him for him and not necessarily because he's a wallet. I think he's going to find a girl that thinks he's a walking, breathing wallet. Okay, just give me money, give me money, give me money, go to work. Give me money, give me money, give me money, go to work. Give me money, 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 and go to work. Okay, I think that's the type of woman Samuel's going to end up, you know, having a relationship with. And yes, Samuel's going to have kids. Okay, and not because he wants kids, is he's going to have kids one way or the other. Okay, by accidentally her poking holes in his condom, so you know he will have kids. Or she just get pregnant by one of her thug boyfriends and put the baby on Samuel. Okay, Lord have mercy. Let's pray for Samuel. Jesus, this is your humble servant once again. Please look out for Sam. Please place your hands on Sam and make sure you guide Sam to a righteous, holier-than-thou woman. Please, Lord, please. He needs you now more than ever. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's what's going on at the workplace. All right, so a couple of other things I'm going to mention, and then I'm going to bounce out of here, okay? If y'all love this podcast, all right, please do your boy a favor. Do your boy a solid and subscribe to the podcast. And don't forget to miss each and every episode of the Messy BDU podcast, all right? So, I really do appreciate that if you guys do that. I would like to do more episodes, but it seems like one episode every 2 weeks sounds just about right, okay? It just hits just about right for y'all, all right? I feel like y'all like the episodes that way. Now, as soon as I get done with this, I'm going to publish this immediately, okay, to see if maybe just publishing it, you know, on the spur of the moment, that can get more, you know, maybe I'm publishing it on the wrong day, because I know I'm not publishing on Saturdays, but I don't think Saturday is a good time for a podcast, okay, so tell me what you guys think. It's your boy, and I'm Jesus, this is your humble servant again. Please place your hand and guide my listeners to subscribe to my podcast. Lord, please, I beg of you, Lord, make sure, this is your humble servant again, make sure that they share it with their friends, family, as well as their followers. I'm up out of here, folks. Deuces.